And some melodies are relatively disjunct. This refers to a melodic contour that generally features large leaps between notes. Such a melody will generally sound jagged and jumpy, as does indeed the opening theme to the fourth movement of Mozart's Symphony in G minor. Excellent. Please let me review what we've got so far. Discrete pitches accumulate into motives. Motives accumulate into melodies. Some melodies are themes and tunes. Some of these themes and tunes are relatively conjunct and others relatively disjunct, which now brings us to texture. Texture refers to the number of melodies and the relationship between those melodies in a given segment of music. The three textures I have mentioned to this point and the three textures that we will continue to use as we move through this course are as follows: monophony, polyphony, and homophony. Please let me define and demonstrate them singly. First, a monophonic texture or monophony. This is the simplest of these three textures. It's the first to come into existence. The first morning, some cave dude walked out of his cave and looked at the glorious sunshine and started singing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." We have monophony. We don't need any great art to create a monophonic texture. This is a texture consisting of a single melodic line only, like plain chant. The second of our textures to evolve is polyphony, or what we call a polyphonic texture. By the way, there's two words that are synonymous with polyphony and polyphonic. I would share them with you. I wish this wasn't the fact. If I could be a word police person, I would simplify all of this terminology, but no one has sought to appoint me to that position quite yet. In any case, polyphonic texture is synonymous with contrapuntal texture. This comes from the Latin contra puncta, which means point against point. And this implies note against note. A polyphonic texture being one in which there are two or more simultaneous melodies present at the same time of equal importance. Synonymous with polyphony is the word counterpoint. Whether you call it a polyphonic or contrapuntal texture, polyphony or counterpoint, it is a texture consisting of two or more simultaneous melodies of equal importance. Now, bear with me, because there's a whole bunch of different kinds of polyphony, and we need to know what they are. There are two main kinds of polyphony.